Traverse City Area Public Schools has closed Central High School for at least 2 days after someone in the building tested positive for COVID-19. It's the latest of several schools across the region to go online while dealing with coronavirus cases. And officials say the temporary interruptions are likely to continue as staff shortages and large numbers of students in quarantine disrupt school. IPR's Taylor Wisner joins to fill us in. Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
Hi, Max.
So, Taylor, starting off, let's focus on Central High School. Do we know more about when that building might reopen?
The district announced that the school would be closed for at least 2 days to allow the health department to do their contact tracing. But TCAP Superintendent John Van Wagener says it could be as long as 14 days, depending on how long it takes to reach those people and how many may end up in quarantine. The health department actually requested that the school close down for these 2 days just in order to get these contacts reached. They found out at about 4 o'clock that someone had tested positive in the school. That only gave them an hour to reach those contacts, not enough time in a school that potentially could have dozens of students and staff that may need to quarantine.
And there was another positive case reported in Traverse City schools before that didn't result in a closure. So I guess why is one school closing now?
Yeah, so the schools say there are different responses to different situations. For example, if someone working in the elementary school tests positive, they may be working with a smaller group of people that may be able to quarantine easier. So it all depends about the amount of time an infected person may be spending with other people and how many people may be exposed. From the health department perspective, this secondary high school level is more challenging. Obviously, there's a lot more people in the building, which means many more people they'll need to reach. And right now, with cases climbing in the region, that's putting more stress on the nurses working at these public health departments who are reaching out to people. And students obviously have more close contacts, so there's several challenges there.
And Taylor, I mean, most schools up north went back to in-person learning this fall. Do we know of any other schools up here that are also closing?
Yeah, there's been a few. And there's several factors for closing. And by closing, we mean moving online for the most part. Some of these situations have had infected people in close contact with many people, people who move between classrooms. And so in that case, it's more likely that a school might have to close down. We've seen that happen in elementary schools in Manistee and Charlevoix. They closed for a 14-day quarantine period. Manistee actually was forced to close for 1 day, like we're seeing at Central High School, after a student tested positive. It was the same situation. The health department needed time to do their contact tracing. They were able to do that in a day, and they were able to open the next day. Other schools have had to shut down because of teacher shortages. There aren't enough subs right now. That's been a problem before the pandemic. Even bus drivers are in short supply. So even one or two of those staff members, if they are in quarantine, that could be critical for these schools staying open.
And so on that note, I mean, should we expect more schools to have to move online because of these outbreaks we're talking about?
It all depends on these cases and these specific schools. The districts I've spoken to say there's no real uniform policy. There's not a set number of positive cases that would force a school to close. They say a lot of it comes from the health department and what they're able to do in their limited time and whether or not they feel it's safe for students to be on campus while they're contact tracing. Other than that, you know, schools are trying their best to stay open. Many of them cite their biggest challenge still is with subs. If they can't find the staff to remain open, they're just not going to be able to.
IPR's Taylor Wisner with an update on in-person school closures. Taylor, thanks for the time.
Sure thing.